every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to count. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set 'em up another round. I set 'em up another round. I set 'em up another round. One more round won't get me down.
I just proper shit my cat up.
Hello and welcome to Drinking with Fit in this doomsday episode, the apocalypse,
yay,
whatever we're going to call it. Hello everyone.
They're okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hopefully this is working. Hopefully this is...
It might be a complete shambles.
It could well be.
Who are you drinking with today, Sil?
Well, all right. You lead the way then, Wayne.
No, you're the host. You're the first.
Okay then. Well, I'm in the studio, and to my right is an empty chair. In front of me is an empty chair, and to the left of me is an empty chair. So I'm on my own in the studio, so I should be sounding, you know, as usual, basically radio-style quality voice, you know, the level-headed knobhead of the group, basically. So I'm in the studio on my own, and...
Have you taken this opportunity to do the podcast naked this week?
I am sat... in the buff. More on that in a minute, actually.
Climage.
Oh, God.
More on that, more on that in a minute. I have put paper down. No. But by the magic of technology, well, hopefully, depending on whether the clusterfucks have managed to press record or not.
We'll see.
Exactly, yeah. Wayne, how are we?
Which? Me?
Well, Wayne.
Wayne,
one. Wayne and Wayne, so, yes.
I'm all right. I've been in an isolation myself for a week so far. Because unfortunately my better half developed symptoms last Saturday.
Yep.
So we're going pretty stir crazy.
More stir crazy than usual. So you're in isolation. So
yeah.
patient zero is in isolation because we were proved right, as we said when you weren't here last time. That's true. We also have Ben.
Hey, up.
How are you, Ben? All right?
Have you pressed record?
I have pressed record.
Are you sure?
I scared my cat when I did that clap thing. That was good for
me. Okay. I confirm that you have not fucked this up for everyone.
Oh, no, I'm recording. It's showing 2 minutes 39 seconds in. It's doing it.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out later what it's like.
Plenty of time to fuck this up.
Essentially, to press record on a pissing... Anyway, how are you, Ben? All right?
I'm all right, mate. Well, I've taken the opportunity to try and give up smoking, and I ran out of beer. So it's hitting me quite hard. So it's hitting me hard tonight.
Oh my God.
Well, because I went to Aldi last week. I think it was last Monday, actually, when we did the shop. And then they'd run out of big cases. So all we could have was in four. So I bought four packs. And 16 cans don't last very long nowadays, mate. When you're locked in.
You've not been back to the shop since?
Well, no, it's not essential, is it? It's not essential. I'm not going to nip down the shop and just get a four pack.
The government have said that off licences have to stay open because they're considered an essential shop.
Yeah, but
and
I'm not.
You don't
I'm...
have to get just beer. You can get fags as well.
Oh no,
exactly. I'm down to my last four filters.
No, mine's a conscious effort to give it up, which is probably bad timing. No, just the fags. It's probably bad timing. It's kind of bad timing because one of the side effects of stopping smoking is you develop a slightly persistent cough. So it's really bad timing. So I could have coronavirus, but I'm putting...
You'd never know.
I'd never know because I just think I've quit smoking.
You won't because you've got no beer.
No.
Well, it's clearly the wrong time to try and stop smoking then.
Well, yeah.
And drinking.
Well, we'll come on to that in a minute. Like, what's it actually the time to be doing? We also have the voices of Adam Saunders.
Right? Hello.
Saundo. And, hello. Wayne too. And you two are in the same room.
We are in the same room. And I confirm fully clothed.
I was going to say, you two being naked in the same room, that's the worrying thing.
It can be fully clothed with your knob out. It's fine.
No, I can confirm penises are tucked well away.
Wayne too, what's the beer situation like at Saundo Towers?
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant at the moment. We've got Stella, Foster's, Carling, Budweiser, got Jim Beam, Honey as well.
There's no need. Absolutely no need for any of this.
We've got much more than that.
Ooh,
we've got at least 8 different bottles of whiskey, gin, about 18 bottles of red.
200
craft beers. Craft beers in the fridge.
Yes.
That'll oh, very nice. Till last.
And plenty of water got, in the tap.
Well, I've got the I've got the obviously the stash from what's in the studio, so I'm looking at plenty of well, some cider in the corner. You got the Corona, you got the Kronenbourg. I've got lots of Moretti and
isn't
lots of Star Priven. I've got is it all what
warm? That's a good point.
Yeah, no, because warm. What I'll do is I'll take it downstairs and put it in the fridge. The fridge is full, so when I empty the fridge, I then take the stuff from upstairs and put it in the fridge. So it's all on kind of a cycle. And it gives me something to do for about 30 seconds. Which
hang on,
is
so you're taking the empty bottles back upstairs, and then you take them back downstairs. Are you pissing in the bottles or are you drinking it?
I am pissing in the bottle, that's right. What are we drinking now, anyway? Because speaking of piss, this actually probably looks closest to piss. I'm just about to open a Corona.
Oh, nice. Of great. Course you are. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. It's probably one of the last ones. I think I've got three more. So I think it's going to be a Corona night, and I might finish it because after this I'll probably watch a film, and then it'll be probably a Star Prav and join the film.
I imagine.
Possibly, yeah. To a bottle of
premium free.
To a Star Prav.
Well, I've just finished one bottle of whiskey, so I'm starting another. It was
and
a Jura.
Average Saturday.
Now I've switched to Jameson's.
Jameson's ooh. Very nice, very smooth.
Right.
Ben, what are you drinking, Ben?
Why don't you just fuck off, Pete? I've just told you, I've ran out of beer. I'm very touchy. I'm very touchy because I've also quit smoking as well.
Are you not drinking anything?
Well, I've got coffee. Bear with me. I've got one phone in one hand and one phone in the other hand. Don't ask me to do any more right now. I'm at my.
You should put the other one on. Put the other one I'm on really, the table. It should be fine.
I really hope you don't get itchy nose.
Hmm.
Because you're screwed.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not drinking anything.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Well, I didn't know that. I thought the other phone was on the table and you could be... Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
Yeah, that's what everyone's
done.
Anyway,
what I've done.
Welcome then to Drinking With Fear. So this is obviously a bit different. 7 minutes as an intro. That's not
welcome
bad at all.
Welcome to not drinking with fear.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah. It's,
by the way, Pete, just for the record, I'm drinking Foster's.
Mm, are you really? I just thought it was... Well, it was the 10-1 on shot, the fact that you would be drinking Foster's. But it's a slightly different one because this is how it's going to be from now on because it is the apocalypse. The last episode was called Apocalypse Now. This is what's going on because the shit's kind of hit the fan. It will hit the fan further. So we're just going to do it like this and we'll see.
Yeah, this
happens.
Ain't going to stop anytime soon, is it?
It's not. But the one positive out of all this will be the fact that we'll probably actually broadcast more. Because we've
well,
got
now we've found
to...
a way that we can do it if one of us can't make it for a night out or something shit like that. Then, yeah,
exactly.
We're all set up.
Once we've got this like nailed, which we might not have, but we'll see what it's like, then we could do this more often. But I'm obviously not working because there's no sport and I've got no work in the future. And
I think they're taking people on at Tesco and like Sainsbury's and shit, dude.
Possibly. You are not working because of what you said earlier, the fact that you're
self-isolating. Yeah, I still get paid, though.
That's true. But, Ben, you are, and Saundo, you are working.
Yeah.
Wayne, too, are you working?
He's over 70.
I am
so
working.
He's over 70. He's got to self-isolate for 4 months.
so you're still working. So this is weird, because obviously we, as in me and Wayne, we are self-isolating. I'm doing what everyone else is doing. You're doing it, Wayne, because of what you said earlier. But it must be weird for you other guys because it's kind of the end of the world, but kind of a half-hearted end of the world with you because you're still working. It must just seem kind of like a normal day apart from the fact that when you get back, you can't go anywhere.
Pretty much.
Not really.
Okay.
It's very different at work.
We're not open.
And so. I now carry a letter around that says I have permission to travel because I'm a key worker. Which I
who signs that letter?
Thought I would call myself the CEO of the parent company.
It's essentially like school, but in a adult form, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got the headmaster to sign the form to say that you can actually do it.
Yes, correct.
I also am a key worker as well, and I have a signed form from my boss.
Yeah.
Because I work for the NHS. Do I get to, like, shop at, like, weird hours where everyone else doesn't?
Yes, you do.
We all do. But if you're a key worker,
Sweet.
Yeah, you should be lining up with all the nurses and doctors and important people and saying, look, I'm as good as them.
Just flashing my NHS badge. Did anyone do that sitting outside your door at 8 o'clock and clapping and shit?
Yeah.
Mm. It was very moving.
Yes, did you, Wayne? It sounds like you didn't.
I had no idea what was going on. Honestly, I'd not seen it on social media. Pete can actually vouch for this because I spoke to Pete directly afterwards. He told me off that I wasn't clapping someone.
But, so why is everyone clapping?
Yeah, well, it was so I was putting my daughter to bed. So I just put her to bed, started getting her down, like creeping out of the bedroom, being really, really, really quiet. And all of a sudden, Ali starts in the next room, starts cheering out the window, clapping.
Did she not mention it?
No, I'm going around the house telling people to shut the fuck up. I was the most anti-clapping for the NHS that was going that night. I'd got no idea what was going on. It was just a load of noisy people going as I'm trying to put her to bed. And as you can probably
tell, that's worse than the air ambulance thing, right?
I'm a bit tetchy.
So basically, Ben, you basically think, fuck you, NHS.
I didn't know it was about the NHS.
Waking my daughter up.
And as soon as Pete explained what was going on, I then hung up and gave a little clap and then phoned him back.
But so you look like the weirdo stood outside clapping on the road?
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, but at the time I was telling people to shut up as they were clapping. And the bloke that set fireworks off, which made my dog then bark and him running around the house, it was very stressful.
It was very odd. So we went out, so I opened the window and I felt a bit silly. So I clapped, and then I heard other people clapping and cheering, and it was fine.
I clapped, and I went woo a few times, which I felt a little bit weird, and then everyone else did on my road, so it was actually really, really quite loud and stuff. But
Sweet. To be honest, I mean, I probably would have done it, but I just completely forgot. I didn't hear anyone do it.
And you work for the NHS as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a reason why I might not have done it, because it's a bit masturbatory,
a bit self-congratulating.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, well, I didn't know anything about it at all. I was in the kitchen cooking, and all of a sudden, Cam and Saundo went to the front window, opened it, and started clapping. What's all this about? So I then joined in.
And you had no idea what you were all clapping about?
Not really, no.
He just follows the crowd.
So you're just in the kitchen cooking, clapping wildly about anything.
Are they planning on doing it again?
I think we do it every single week, but I think then it just becomes
every week. Yeah. Shit. So once a week, and there.
No, I think it might be quite once a week. Often, actually.
Well, this is the new thing because obviously the takeaways are not takeaway and they're not delivering. Although actually, I've just been out and I saw a takeaway being delivered, and as I ran by, I was almost going to say, "Where are you from? which establishment is this?" But
some takeaways are still going, aren't they? There's a good. I mean, I bet quite a lot of them are really going.
I think there's a few.
Places that were already set up to do takeaways.
Do you want to really ground my gears this week?
Go on. Is it coronavirus?
So I thought I'll buy my management team lunch because I'm a nice boss.
Mm-hmm.
And you licked it all first.
Was a bakery or Wimpy?
Oh, no one likes a Wimpy. Wimpy.
Wimpy's still going.
Yeah, Wimpy in London's quite big.
They're coming back.
So I thought, right, we'll have a Wimpy. We'll give it a go. I've not had one for over 15 years. The last one was dog shit at Junction 15A.
Yeah, I know.
We'll give it another go.
I like you can remember that.
£33.
No
for
way.
Three burgers, chips, and drink.
I bet they weren't even nice. Was it a
Knickerbocker? 33 English pounds.
Was it a Knickerbocker Glory? I remember Wimpy used to do a very nice Knickerbocker Glory.
No, Ben. It was a fucking burger, some fries with no salt, and a bottle of dark Pepsi.
They couldn't even put the salt
on. They didn't even give you salt.
No.
Oh, man.
Apparently, that's extra.
33 quid.
No, including 33 pound meal deals.
Oh,
wasn't Wimpy, was it Popeye's mate?
Yes, he was. Yes,
wasn't he was. Called Wimpy?
Well, he used to have that
tray of hamburgers.
Bluto?
No,
olive oil?
Bluto was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Olive oil was his girlfriend, and Wimpy was his mate, wasn't he?
He did.
I remember Olive Oil being in the one in Loughborough.
Yeah, virtually opposite the town hall.
Yeah, no, I remember Olive Oil there being an Olive Oil statue in the one in Loughborough. Right by the counter on the right hand side.
Yeah, there probably was.
Are you thinking of the Sockman?
What?
The Wimpy in Loughborough.
Yeah.
There used to be, yeah.
You used to have a statue of Olive Oil.
Yeah, there was.
As in from...
There was.
I have no fucking idea.
Shit, I'm old as fuck and I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, that's memory going, that's what it is, you know what I mean? But so in this crisis, in this, well, it is the end of the world, so the fact that, Ben, you're trying to give up smoking is one thing, because, you know, we're all going to be dying in the next kind of year or so because of the, you know, the apocalypse. Yeah. But what is the one thing that you're trying to get out of this? Because obviously the world's gone to pot.
What are we trying to get?
And we're going to be in a mass recession for years and years to come. But anyway, apart from that, what is the one thing that actually you're trying to get out of this mess, this horrible mess?
Well, so...
Me, I'll start with me, because it's me. I'm trying to get fit, trying to run, because you can actually get out for once a day, so why not try and do that? But also, I'm going to try and watch films that I've not watched before. I know it's a little thing, but there you go. What, there's not a better time in movie history, in the history of the moving image, that... Everyone has a chance to actually watch
decent shit.
So when people say in about 6 months or a year's time or whenever we're slightly back to normal and say, have you seen so-and-so? And it's quite an obvious film to have seen.
And everyone should say, of course I fucking have. I've been at home for the last 3 months.
Exactly. So there's no excuse to say, I've not seen this shit or I've not seen that shit. Everyone's got time to see shit.
I feel like this is part of me.
It's just a general observation of what you can improve. I mean, there you go.
Do you think that's more valid than, like, maybe reading a couple of books?
Or learning another language?
I'm trying to learn the piano again.
Fuck off.
How can you learn something again?
Well, because I tried starting the piano about a year ago, and I gave up after about 3 or 4 months. Now I'm giving it a go again.
Do you have a piano?
Fuck, you just had a break off for 7 months.
Never in a million years are you learning the piano.
If we do this for the next couple of weeks, or weeks or so, I'll play you a little tune.
A fucking Liberace.
Can you learn the Drink With Fear theme tune on the piano?
I'll try. Now,
that would be amazing. That generally would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm up with that.
With his new high-pitched voice because of the lack of fags. Yeah.
If we all survive the apocalypse and we've achieved that, I will be happy.
What a goal.
So Saundo and Wayne too, the fact that you're in the same house, Ben, you're quitting smoking. Is there anything, actually, before you go to YouTube, is there anything else, Ben, apart from raising a child and quitting smoking?
Well, life ain't much different, mate, because I'm still going to work and I'm still doing nothing at the weekends. So added to...
kid. I mean, it doesn't change that much.
Yeah, no, so...
I mean, you go to work, come home, look after your kid, right?
Do you know what I have done the last couple of nights? I built a fort.
Sweet.
Done, out of toilet paper.
Just furniture and blankets and stuff because the kids are bored because they can't go out. So, yeah, I've dedicated two nights. Yeah, then you're a knobhead.
Text me about the fort. I got excited to want to see the fort and he wouldn't send me a picture because he had Ali's kids in it.
Yeah, because Ali's kids were asleep in the fort. I'm not going to go up and take a photo of them send to you.
Why tell me about the fort? I was sat home, bored as anything. I was like, oh, this is going to pass some time. I can critique Ben's fort. But no.
Don't pretend that you've suddenly developed a dislike for taking pictures of sleeping kids.
Saunders, if you and Wayne are sat in the lock-in right now and you haven't built a fort or any, then more for you.
Thing is, Ben, we've got too much beer to drink.
Shut the
fuck up. A beer
up.
Fort.
We could actually build the fort.
Oh, out of beer.
Yeah.
A beer fort.
I've got rid of a load of the empty bottles.
Yes, we're going to build a beer fort.
There we go.
Saundo and Wayne too. What's the thing then? What are you sat there or you've lied there at night and you've gone like or lay at night and gone. Actually, in this god awful mess, what actually can I do? What thing have I now got the chance to do?
If I'm honest, Pete, in our household today, it's been a matter of fortnight.
Fucking hell.
That's no different.
Yeah, can I just say that's
oh, is this the game?
For this zombie apocalypse.
I did watch a film this morning, though. I don't usually watch films, but I did put a film on before anybody else got out of bed. Rush.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, so something Rush. By Bang Brothers.
No, Ben.
Deep Throat.
Spunking on Elephants.
I hope Roper that like you're just sat on your sofa and all your family are around you.
I'm not. I'm just listening. I'm sat on my bed.
Oh, gutted.
I guess I want to broaden my horizons when it comes to porn.
Chicks
with dicks.
I'm quite narrow-minded in what I like. I just want to, you know, expand and experiment a bit.
Well, hang on, this. I've heard this conversation before. I heard this sentence before, and it was just before Wayne said he was going to experiment with porn with with guys with
chicks
tits
with dicks.
And chicks with dicks. Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't think I'm quite ready for that.
Hey, man, what's the difference, right?
Go back to a previous episode if you want to hear that.
Right, regular porn. You have a guy and a girl.
No,
right?
I actually can't watch that.
What? It's
got cocks in it.
What?
Well, stand by, Saundo. Stand by for
a rude awakening. I can't go any further.
Stand by for a rude awakening. Hit. Go on, Wayne. Carry on.
Regular porn. You've got a guy and a girl having sex. If you have a girl and a transgendered woman who's not fully transitioned, all you've got is a guy with breasts and a girl. So you get double the breasts.
More tits.
But yeah, more tits.
Hey, do you know what? There's some science to that.
There is science to that. It's exactly the same, but you've got another set of breasts.
Mm.
You're it's not amongst your own family, are you, at the moment, are you?
That is science. That is science. Done well there, Wayne.
There you go. I think I've convinced everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. See, I did hear...
The rest of this podcast, it's
I did hear on the news about this disease, this COVID-19, that it doesn't actually make you go doolally. You actually are quite sane through it, because when you got the flu, sometimes it makes you go a bit mad or whatever, or it clouds your brain, but this doesn't. I'm not too sure, actually, listening to what Wayne's just said, whether that's actually true or not.
Yeah, either that or you've got through... just watched two transgendered women having sex.
Or you've got through that Jameson really quickly. Although, I do know that Pornhub actually is free, isn't it now? The premium content is
free.
The
premium content, I believe so, yes.
Is it?
Yeah, for a month.
Yeah.
That's the thing, all these companies, they're gonna be giving out offers and this and the other or whatever, saying you can cancel your bill, you can postpone your payments or whatever. They've all got to reach out, and some firms have been proven over the last few days to be, you know, the shits that we kind of knew they were, you know, Witherspoons and Sports Direct. But the ones that you really want to come to the fore, the one that is ingrained in every aspect of society, really comes to the fore in the time of need, Pornhub.
Yep.
There you go. They are the winners.
Big shout out Sky as well.
What's
BT Sports? Cunts.
Why?
And less so
no
to...
There's no sport on TV at all, and BT Sport are still charging £40 a month to everyone.
Oh, that is pretty disgusting.
Where Sky have allowed you to pause your payments and still get all the channels.
They have. If you go
to Sky, fuck you, BT.
If you go to, it's like sky.com/pause Sky Sports, I think that actually is, then you can do it in 2 seconds. It just takes no time at all, doesn't it?
No, it's brilliant.
No,
and
it's brilliant.
Actually advertising it as well.
Now, I don't want to be too conspiracy theorist, but Disney Plus has just released.
They've got it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I've got it too. Yeah. I believe Selby has.
I have, yes.
Roper?
Yeah, no, I've got him. I watched Zootropolis earlier on.
That's a good film.
Yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it.
See, it's the perfect time to sign up. So, and we know Disney's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of their animators, I'm assuming, are Chinese.
Oh, yes.
Of course they are.
Here we go.
Of course they are.
So you're saying that this disease has been released by Disney in collaboration with the launch of Disney Plus.
Indeed.
To get everyone to subscribe.
That's right. Well, and I think it's worked.
My business. I think of a streaming service that literally meets my needs less.
I think I can't actually think of any reason why that can't be true.
Well, I don't like Disney Plus.
No, not you.
Why they've released a virus to make everyone watch Disney Plus?
Yeah, I can't see any reason why that can't be true, because they've got the power, they've got the technology, they've got the money. And now they've got millions and millions of subscribers. Wasn't it like the news the other day had like 50 million people? So everyone's watching.
Pretty much every single person in the UK, every household in the UK is signed up straight away.
Pretty much so.
For the free trial. Month.
Yeah, £6.
It's free for a week and then £6 per month after that.
And, of course, the main thing about it is the fact that you got the Mandalorian on there, which is the
absolute ace. There's no way there's 15 million people in the UK.
It's
I don't believe that.
That's 20% of the population of the UK.
They've not signed up 15 million. I was saying 15 million people watch the news. So everything's going up in terms of viewers and that, because everyone's at home watching TV, listening to podcasts and streaming Spotify. All the listeners, it's gone up. Loads and loads and loads and loads. Hopefully this might be a groundbreaking in terms of listenership record for Drinking With Fear, fingers crossed. And if you are a new listener, thank you very much. And how you've listened to the first 25 minutes, fuck knows. Go back and listen to some good content.
I don't know how we've done that. I mean, we usually manage about 15 minutes and then we have a break.
Yeah, but Ben's not smoking.
Yeah,
so.
We have a break at a beautiful, beautiful 5.
But also, and we didn't really say this at the beginning, and we should really have kind of said it, although we're not taking the piss too much out of kind of what's going on, but like, obviously we know what's going on, and we will take the piss, because this is just escapism. So if you're listening to this, you'll be, I don't know, in the bath, in the kitchen, cooking, just basically trying to get away from shit. And us talking
and
about
don't
shit
be offended
is
by it,
exactly that. So these episodes are going to be slightly longer and a bit more kind of what we've been on about, a bit more drawn out and a bit longer, just for people to escape. I've listened to all sorts of podcasts over the last, because I've been in my house for what, 10 days or so, 12 days since I last worked, and you just want to take your mind off. So you might be reading the book, or you turn your tell you one thing I did do, which was good, like, I don't know, we're on about like Disney Plus and TV and shit, but actually the other day when it was decent, just turn your fucking TV off, put like Spotify on or whatever, you know, your playlist of songs or whatever, and just, you know, open the windows and have a, just escape for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Because like, this is going to go on for fucking weeks and months. This is proper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It will go on for a long time, I think. And looking at the figures, I mean, we've got the greatest minds in the world, basically a couple of mates in Shepshire, who are going over the figures, and they're like, it's just going up and up and up.
The thing
in
is, we're all going to be sat at home doing fuck all. And like all the stats will go down, so less people are catching it, and then they'll lift the lockdown, and then it'll just start again.
That's the thing. Imagine
Italy will be the test base for that, won't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wuhan or the Wuhan clan, wherever it started, they will be first, and then Italy.
Well, the Wuhan clan.
Well, not even actually Wuhan, because China have such more stringent rules that. And we won't even tell. I mean, I'm not sure if I even trust the numbers that come out of China.
Absolutely not, 100%.
No.
But we're also not in lockdown yet, are we?
No.
I think we're technically are, aren't we?
We're not.
No, we're not.
I'm driving to London back because I can't stay over anymore. So I'm having to commute down and back. And the M1 is as busy coming home as it is whenever I drive home. So there's classic cars being towed around. There's vans everywhere. You know, I get the lorries, they're important, but there's, you know, so many people doing things that if we're on true lockdown, you wouldn't be doing.
No, they shouldn't be letting. More dramatic. Yeah, they don't need to. They should be like stopping people working who aren't essential.
If it's a true lockdown, I think it's Ireland are in true lockdown, then it'll be a lot different. I mean, at the time of recording, whenever you listen to this episode, we are 10 to 9 on the Saturday the 28th, basically. So whether it will change next week, probably will do. But it's just so weird because like you look back a few weeks and we spoke on the previous episode, which Ben and Saundo were here, like we're on about Cheltenham the week before, how there was so many people there and that it's just balmy now, isn't it? Like, you look back and you think, why did it go ahead and why did this happen and that happen? But again, we're just still on that steep curve. God knows what it's going to be like in 2 or 3 weeks' time. But I did see on the news this morning, the Wuhan clan, actually, they're back at work. Their city is now, pretty much over the last couple of days, reasonably back to normal. So you never know. Hopefully it'll take a while and it'll just get back to roughly normal. But
will there be a second wave, though?
Who knows?
More likely, yeah.
Who knows? Did you watch Contagion the other day? Was it last night?
Is it a film?
It is a film.
No.
and as I've always said, films are all real, and I believe what happens in films to be kind of what's going to happen in real life. So I think I'm going to watch Contagion just so I can base what I think is going to happen with this on what happened in the film.
All right.
Nice.
What happened in the film?
I can't remember because I think it was about 2012. I've seen it, but I think it might be one of them films where you see parts of it and you didn't quite catch it all. So I think it might be one from the beginning to end. But I did mention a minute ago, actually, before Saunders says it's shit, but The Mandalorian, what a fucking... That's brilliant.
It's good, isn't it? It's all right.
It's the tits.
What's that?
And the best thing is, it's the new Disney Plus Star Wars thing.
Saunders would love it.
Star Wars.
Yeah, you'd love it.
It is Star Wars, yeah. It's actually brilliant. The best thing about it is it's not very Star Warsy. It's just a Western. It's like fucking Fistful of Dollars, Good, Bad and the Ugly. It's like that. It's just a Western film, but it's fucking great.
If it's not on Pornhub, then Sunday's not interested.
There might be
correct,
a...
really.
Yeah. I think there is. I think it That's is on Pornhub. Comment. You type in Star Wars, then there'll be, of course, a parody. But no, it is really good, and it is. It's just like a Western, and it's just it looks good, and it's just a fucking good watch, isn't it?
Here's a question, then. What's your favourite porn parody of all time?
I don't think you're on that episode when... well...
What's it on?
Did that episode get to air?
I liked... The one that I liked best out of all the ones that I've watched, which is plenty... I liked the Planet of the Apes one because you had the girl originally in Planet of the Apes, you know, really fit anyway, but like she was like chucked in a cage.
Roddy McDowell.
Yeah, with this bloke, and like the girl just kind of looked around and the bloke just kind of looked at the camera as if to say awesome when they lock the cage, as if to say there's just them two in this cage. And then they end up fucking, obviously, and then they go into like a group, and all the people are kind of standing there like going, oh no, what can we do, like all like really scared and this, that and the other, and again the bloke just looks at the camera and then just like goes over to the girl and just start fucking. But it's really quite funny. I think there's about three or four, but one of them kind of, it must have been done after the others because he knows he's kind of taking the piss, and there's other porn parodies of the same film, but this one's really fucking good. I can't remember what it's called. It's, you know, you can imagine what they're all called, like Star Wars and all that sort of thing. But
I was never one for porn parodies, but when I was a kid and like Channel 5 just came out on like late on a Friday night, they used to play like the and it was like they did like a Confessions of a Window Cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
And
good.
All those kind of shit ones.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those getting me through my early years.
So a bit of Euro trash.
The reason I asked the question is there is a film I have seen, Shark Horror. It's called Sin City, which is a very good film, I think. And I think
Jessica Alba.
Oh, what is it, noir or whatever?
Is this the mucky version you saw in Mexico, Saunders?
Yes, it was really good, wasn't it? Called Sex City.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But it's basically the same storyline, same kind of production.
But a bit more baseline.
Just with loads of fucking it was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica...
Sin City didn't have like a small amount of sex to begin with. So well, that's quite impressive they managed to sex it up. Well, I suppose they probably didn't have anal on it.
There wasn't one rib job in it.
Jessica Alba is too fit in that film, though.
I mean, if
she
Jessica
really
Alba was getting a rib job, fuck me, I want to watch it now.
Oh, God.
Wayne 2, what about you? What's your... from if you go back to your era, Steamboat Willie and all that, what's what was the porn?
I suppose they had less to parody back then.
Is Steamboat Willie not a porn?
back in...
You ever seen Bad
Birth of a Nation?
That was the porn for Wayne's days.
Wayne too, what I want to know is, how did porn change when silent films became the talkie?
Why are you being an arse?
Should mention, actually, it was Wayne's birthday.
Don't be rude, Toby. I mean,
he couldn't leave the house.
Wayne too, when we switched to colour, say happy birthday, was
Wayne.
It better?
I was gutted.
I have one more question.
Love say happy birthday, Wayne.
All right, Wayne.
Happy birthday,
happy
Wayne.
Birthday, mate.
Thank happy you. Birthday, Wayne too.
I bought him a cake.
Can I have
see,
some?
I felt that was an essential journey, Ben.
Lemon drizzle.
It was a lovely lemon drizzle cake.
You think it's lemon drizzle?
Oh, no, the
drizzle.
Cake was lemon drizzle.
I also bought lots of wine and beer whilst I was in that supermarket.
How many fags?
No, I didn't.
Well, I did.
You went with me?
No, but I went before.
You're a fucking idiot.
Okay, carry on.
Great. Okay, with the with me watching Contagion to try and figure out how we're going to get over this virus, what we need is experience of previous viruses. How did we beat the Spanish flu, Wayne, too?
He didn't even know that was a thing till last night when I told him. He genuinely didn't even think it was a thing.
I actually thought
to be fair, it was a while ago.
Later on tonight.
See, that's the one thing, because there's no horse racing now. There is in America, but it's not quite the same, because that was actually a bit of a lifeline. People saying, oh yeah, there's just like one meeting in Ireland behind closed doors, load of rubbish. Actually, no, it was something to do, something to watch. When when your livelihood, your life is around sports, which obviously mine is, and it is for loads and loads of people, but especially me, because that's where my industry that I work in. But when all of that just gets all of a sudden turned off and there isn't any, what do they expect you to do? You're like, Christ, there's, you know, and then when there is a little bit on, you got to watch it. You got to get involved. But, and again, that's the weird thing, because we were having, you know, chats during the week about various little competitions and bits and bobs that we do as kind of like a group and that. And then, but obviously some people are still working, like you, Saundo, like, I'm working this and the other. Absolutely true. And I was like, yeah. And I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs going, bloody hell, like, we're just sat inside. But again,
so
next few weeks, it's going
to
be
as
for
a
everyone.
Self-employed person, do you get to claim your money or your wages?
Furlough?
Technically, no. I don't get a single thing, because I'm a limited company. I'm a single one-man band type thing, but I'm a limited company because I had to be. And this is the one thing. The one thing is that a lot of people have gone, oh yeah, all the limited companies, they only do it because they want to avoid tax. No, actually, in the last 3 or 4 years, most big firms or most firms won't pay you unless you're actually a limited firm. So you have to do it. And because you're the sole director, not to go into any big detail, but essentially you do not get any help from the government. I can't furlough
myself. So
it's not
like owning your own shop or some shit like that. It's,
no, if you,
you just
own
get
your
fucked
own,
over.
Yeah, if you own your own shop, you've got grants and all sorts you can get. I just get fucked over. I get no help at all. So that's just the way it is, unfortunately. And there you go.
Hello.
Possibly they might relax the fact that I can't furlough myself because I'm a director. I might be able to do that. They're looking at changing that.
I hear
that,
you
but,
again. I lost you for a second.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just the way it is, really. So at the moment, just got to sit tight and fingers crossed. Oh, Rishi boy gets his... something to do, because there's about 2.5 million people who are waiting for the Sunak Express to give us something to...
Is he the new Prime Minister?
Oh, fucking hell, he will be, won't he, after this? I mean, it depends what happens, because the world's gone
to
tits.
If it goes
so...
any good, then yeah, I mean, it sets him up for life.
But... yeah, of course, and he seems to be doing... I mean, politics aside and everything, because everyone knows on this podcast that we don't do politics, but he seems to be quite a level-headed bloke and, you know, and all that. Quite whether the approach is right and all that, no one knows. The one thing that we do know is that what they're doing in America is what they've got in charge there. What a complete knobhead. I mean, what a twat.
Total bollocks, isn't it?
He's such a moron. And I was saying to a friend of ours yesterday, on, you know, as everyone's FaceTiming everyone and WhatsApp messaging and all that sort of shit, but I was talking to Jerry DeKeys, a friend of everyone's here, and I was saying the problem with Trump, right, apart from, again, politics aside, the main problem with him is that he thinks, because everything's about him, so when this virus started, he's trying to say, oh yeah, it's not here, we've only got 10 people and it's going to go down. No one's blaming him, the fact that this virus has appeared from China and spreading around the world. It's not his fault, but he's got to deal with it, but he somehow thinks it's all about him and it's all his. He's trying to deflect it because it makes him look bad. We're not blaming... no one's blaming him, but he can't get that into his head. He's
kind of blaming him for, like, the weak, like, response that he's had.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. You can blame him for the weak response, but no one's blaming him that there is a virus that's spreading around the world. But he just kind of, like, said, oh, no, it's not going to be here. Look to one side. Oh, by the way, we've got loads of jobs
it's like a press opportunity. He's sitting there, like, saying that, oh, it's not a big deal, but now it suddenly is. and it's just a bit worrying.
It's crazy.
He hasn't got a clue, has he?
He has no idea what he's doing, and now he's trying to attack areas of the country where they've got it bad, like New York and that. And it's just like, come on, mate! Like, no one's blaming you that it's there, but you've got to actually get into gear about doing shit. But he's just a complete moron, isn't he? And then today he was handing out pens to everyone.
What's he doing?
He was giving pens out.
He signed an order for whatever it was, and then there's about 10 people stood right behind him, and he basically got a box of pens and gave them all one.
And licked them all.
Not like cigars, do
pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, lads.
It's unbelievable. So
having family that side of the pond, they all hate him, but one shared a post from one of his campaigners, should I say, who was just slagging off the fact that the person who signed the impeachment papers used gold pens paid for by the taxpayer, and Trump handed out biros, which shows that he's all about the people.
he plays golf
most weekends that cost $4 million a day for a security detail, but you know, he's all about the people.
He's a complete psychopath, isn't he, really? And the thing is, this is kind of, I won't say it's showing him up, because we all know anyway, but over there they're so partisan one way or the other, they just don't understand. Over here, no one's really bothered about politics at the moment, are they? It's just about the situation. But there, they're still like red or blue, fucking hell. Like.
Yeah, it won't make a difference. I mean, regardless, if you're a Trump supporter, I mean, it doesn't matter how badly the situation goes, how many people die or anything like that. They'll just think he's done the best he could, and no one could have done better.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's just the way it is, and they're going to go to shit the way their numbers are. But there you go. It's just the way it is. It's what they need more of is porn parodies. That's what they need more of.
Yeah. Pete, and on that note,
if it cheers you all up, Pete. So I've just farted, and Wayne is now looking quite green.
Try not to talk. That's good to know. Open your fucking mouth.
Beautiful lads. I've got to go. I've got a bedroom to unfort. So I'll love you and leave you. What? You crack on.
Okay.
Have a good
you one. You unfort the bedroom or whatever.
Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Speak to you in a bit. Cheerio.
Cheers, Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Right, Ben's gone now, so... What do we all think of Ben? Like, he's...
Bit of a cockwomble.
Cockwomble?
He's a bit greasy, isn't he?
He is grit slimy. He's a slimy person. He's slimy customer, isn't he?
It's like if you don't like brush your teeth for a day, and then you can like scratch a nail on your gums, and you find that slime.
he's the fuzz on a 3-day-old mouth that's not been cleaned on your teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I didn't ask him about Harrison. I'm worried about Harrison, who's obviously locked away in their house. Maybe that's what he's doing now.
Oh, the dog. Walker / threesome participator.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I want to know what that situation was. We'll get him on next time.
So, this ridiculous thing, which is ridiculous, why they need a dog walker. I fancied the next morning there's a photo of one of my friends walking her dog. In fact, one of your very good friends, Pete and Wayne, I think, you used to live with him, Pete. His
Callum?
Good lady... girlfriend, wife, was out walking their dog and their newborn baby in a field.
All right. Well, oh, yeah. Clap. All right. Yeah. But
She was managing it just fine.
Yes.
Didn't need to pay. It's all a cover. Ben doesn't need a dog walker. It's absolutely for his sexual gratification.
They are both big listeners to the podcast. They are. So
well, that's encouraging.
Yeah. But no, they've been out in the fields near me because obviously they go the same way and that, and taking the kid and that for a walk and stuff. That's the point I made earlier about the fact that, I mean, they obviously go out for walks anyway and stuff, but the fact that you've got that one opportunity to get out the house. So most people are going, okay, I'll go for a long walk or I'll go for a run or whatever that I don't do normally.
Is someone in a sleeping bag?
I don't know what that noise is.
What noise?
I've not started again.
It sounds like someone's dragging a sleeping bag across the fucking house.
That? It's just the seat creaking.
No, I don't think it's that. It has to be Wayne 2. I don't know quite what it is.
It sounds like you're dragging a dead body.
No, I know what it is, so it'll be fine. It's because the microphone and his headphones is rubbing on the side of his hoodie.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
So that's what it is.
It doesn't matter. It won't be on the recording. That's fine. It does sound like you are dragging a dead body outside, though.
Looks like a thong now.
Are you dragging a dead body outside?
No.
Was actually Ben round yours, and you've killed him. That's why he's not on the broadcast.
Ben who?
And you're going
to dispose
the body.
That was very polite of him just to say, I'm going home first. Well, I'm going to bed, or whatever the fuck he was doing. Take your fucking hoodie off.
That's unfortunate.
Wayne.
That was a productive cough, by the way. Productive cough.
Get naked, Wayne. Take your hoodie off.
Please, no.
Hell. Anyway, right, we're at 45 minutes, so what we'll do is we'll call it, and we'll basically reconvene fairly soon, because basically we've got nothing to do.
The next couple of days.
We could actually, because obviously they're at work, Wayne, we could actually pod ourselves, actually. We could do
this. We certainly could. We could do a side project.
We could do a side project. I said a Drinking with Fear introduces, or a Drinking with Fear production, and it's called something
Drinking
else.
With Fear interlude.
Yes.
It won't be Drinking with Fear, though, will it? Because you won't be drinking.
Of course, we'll
be
drinking.
I'll be drinking with Fear.
And we'll be drinking. We could record at like midday and be drinking, because who gives a shit? Because
let's do it 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the morning, we'll start recording and drinking.
A Moretti breakfast, please. Lovely old job.
Yeah.
You need to get 1,000 followers on YouTube, and then you could do YouTube live.
But that would be the aim, because we could have all the different cameras in. Well, yeah, that'll take. I mean, Ben trying to put headphones in and get it to work didn't work out. So imagine trying to get a bloody camera set up and him broadcasting from his. That's just got disaster written all over it.
Yes.
Oh my god. Well, anyway, thanks to Ali for a start, because I'm pretty sure she was the person who got it all set up at their place anyway, because Ben doesn't know his arse from his elbow when it comes to the old technology. But yeah, we can do that, Wayne, actually. We can do a Drinking with Fear hosts, whatever. You know, we'll call it something. We'll have to think of that. We've got plenty of time. But anyway, stay safe, kids.
Right,
it's been a pleasure, gentlemen.
See you in a bit.
Cheerio.
How do you want this sent over?
We transfer.
Yeah, you can transfer it over. That'd be the best way.
What? Hello?
Yeah, you're still on, Wayne. Oh, my God. I'm working with absolute...
Are you talking about pissing in?
WeTransfer.com. That's all you need.
Oh, so like Dropbox?
It's a Dropbox, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll sign up.
Splendid. Okay, everyone. Stay safe out there. You just heard a little bit behind the scenes, but we'll be back in the next couple of days.
Good night.
And
good luck.
Yes.
You don't put that shit on the pod, are you?
I'm going to watch Contagion.
Oh, yeah. We're going to watch it all the time.
Okay.
Fuck you, Saundo.
Yeah, fuck you. See you later.
Thanks, guys.
Fuck
anyway.
Good night.
Stay safe.
I'd like to fetch you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinking. A cinnamon, another round. A cinnamon, another round. A cinnamon, another round. A cinnamon, another round. One more round, get me down.